It's Tom and Loggy's daily podcast.
Tom and Loggy.
Catch them live weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on K-Rock 955.
Peen rocket.
Yeah, a little less peen rocket. A little less excitement maybe. I don't know. But Jeff put on his cowboy hat overnight and he took off in his giant peen rocket, Blue Origin, and he went up into space. Now, he took up his brother and also an 18-year-old from the Netherlands and an 82-year-old female aviation pioneer from Texas, making them both the eldest and the youngest people to ever go into space.
Yeah, right.
Now, when we say space, we talked about this with Richard Branson, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And everyone is kind of like, look, there's a part between the Earth and space where we call it space, but it's not space as you and I would think it, as in, oh, we're in the darkness with the stars,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's like outer atmosphere.
Outer atmosphere,
yeah,
it's right?
Like,
and that's
like,
where
it's just like,
he went.
Boom, he's just like grazed.
Yeah, he's grazed space. It with his peen
so
rocket.
He's gone up and grazed space.
With but he's counting it.
He's counting it.
He's
space.
Counting it, yeah.
So is that where Jeff's gone as well?
So, no. So basically what happened is that Jeff got an extra 16 kilometres higher
right.
in his peen rocket than Richard Branson did, right?
Okay, so he's really penetrated space.
Yeah, yeah, he has penetrated space, Tom. Okay. And basically when they got up there, the vision has just been released of him and all these people together in their little peen rocket capsule, and
yeah.
this is what it sounded like.
Oh.
Is it everything you thought
that's
it would
fantastic.
Be? Dude, look. Oliver. Move your head just
oh,
a little.
Oh, that's great.
Can you move your head a little while
oh, yeah. Hi, Mom! I love it.
Oh, wow.
Now, so it sounds like there's one window and they're all crowding around it, and then the old lady's like just right in the window, and
yeah, they're
like excuse
can
me.
You, I know, go. Can you imagine? But see, Wally Funk is her name, right?
Yeah.
Which is amazing.
Yeah.
And so back in the 60s, she was part of the so-called Mercury 13, right? She did all the stuff that you need to do to become an astronaut, and they said, well, actually, you've done all that, but you're a female, so we're not going to let you.
Oh, rough.
We're not going to let you go. So that's why she got to go up with
him.
Yeah,
okay,
right?
That's cool.
But I just love the fact that in that the footage they've released, she's like, "Oh my god, oh yeah," and they're like, "Oh god, can you just?"
Someone's like, "Who brought the funk?"
Yeah.
Tom and Loggy. Tom and Loggy's podcast. K-Rock 955.
Spilling.
Yes. That's, gets you up and about.
That was a request by Loggy. We should start doing that. We should start taking requests for the opener.
Yeah.
We'll have an upset.
There's so many.
It'd be heartbreaking for you, though.
Why?
They'd all come for me and Loggy.
Oh, yeah.
You're pushing him, mate, and I'm scared. I love it. I do love it.
You reckon I'm going to get something thrown at me
yes.
soon?
Yes.
Where's me stapler?
It could be names. That's what we're throwing at the moment, and we've got people on the line. All the boys want to do is spell your name. Caller number two, welcome to the show. What's the name you wish the boys to spell?
Thank you. My name's Alana.
Alana?
Okay.
Alana.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've got a gut feel straight away. If you go what my gut feel is, I'm going the same as you.
Really? You're going double L? I'm going double L.
No.
A double L, A N A.
Okay. Well, I'm going A L A double N A H. Alana.
Ooh.
Are either of us right?
No.
We're on fire this morning.
How do you spell it?
A-L-A-N-N-A.
Okay, that's how I spelt it here on my notepad. So, I mean, that's
right.
good.
Well, that's a bit of a
all
fun.
Right, caller number three, welcome to the show. What is the name?
Okay, it's my daughter's name.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Mila.
Mila.
Okay.
Beautiful.
Mila.
My cousin has a little baby girl that they just called Mila.
Also, same in my family.
All right.
So can I, a little bit of help here. Mila or Mila?
Mila.
Mila. So double E, perhaps?
It's double
M, double E, L, A.
Okay, I'm going to go with M, I, L, A.
Yeah, well, that's what I was kind of getting at. You might have got me here.
Are either of those correct?
No.
Whoa, how do you spell it?
It's M, E, I, L, A, H.
Oh, and that's how I had it spelled as well. Oh, my God.
Really?
Why are you killing it today?
Really?
Yes. Not the H. Sorry. Not the H. Not the H.
I thought that might have been a stretch.
Yeah, a bit of a stitch up there. Okay, final call today. Oh, we do have one more. We'll see if we can get to you. What is the name that you wish to be spelt?
My name's Catherine.
Catherine, always a kicker in the pants.
It's a
Catherine gets me every time.
I know what
C
I'm feeling.
Or a K, is it a Y or an I?
Yeah, I'm going to go the KY combo.
Oh. Classic wingy.
Classic holiday vibe.
Soon as I said it, I knew I was in trouble.
Slide it in there.
K-A-T-H-R-Y-N.
All right, well, I'll go C-A-T-H-E-R-I-N-E. Catherine.
Sorry, Catherine.
That's correct.
How do you spell it?
Lingy got it.
Yes!
Thanks, Catherine.
Brilliant. Brilliant.
These two lunatics.
You can't. You couldn't have written that better.
Miss the show. Here are the best bits of Tom and Logan. Tom and Logan. On K-Rock.
Do we want to talk about what we were discussing just then, or maybe not?
The fact that Tom Stewart from The Cats watches everything that we post on Insta.
You
were like, he's looking at our stuff.
No, I said, isn't that nice? He's looking at our stuff. No one else looks at our stuff.
And I said, I reckon he's opening Instagram, hitting stories and walking away from his phone and just letting it roll through. Either that, or he spends a lot of time on the can.
And you know what? If he spends his time on the can with us, then I'm kind of weirded out, but also very happy about it.
Miss the show. Here are the best bits of Tom and Logan.
Tom and Logan.
On K-Rock.
Now, this one is from the Daily Mail, so let's do this.
Release the chickens!
And we play this because when you try and read an article from the Daily Mail, it's somewhat like writing the story on the back of a whole packet of chickens. And then letting them loose and then trying to kind of relay that story in some sort of legible fashion.
It is difficult.
Yeah. Am I reading, you know, bullet points that summarise the article? Am I reading the caption of a photo? Am I reading a small thumbnail about another story that's not even related? Who knows? We'll find out. Let's read on together. Because we're talking about micro-cheating. The headline reads, "Is your partner micro-cheating on you? Dating coach reveals the 15 warning signs to be aware of and what to do to avoid a breakup."
Okay.
Right?
So, love getting my relationship advice from the Daily Mail.
Yeah. And, you know, kind of take it with a grain of salt. Professional matchmaker Luann Ward is from Perth. Right? So...
Well, when you become a professional matchmaker, so do you start off non-professional, just like amateur, and then you work your way up?
Oh, yeah. You just
wonder.
You just kind of... It's like being a tattooist. You're just tattooing your mates.
Hooking
up your mates, and then you're like, hey, this is working out really well.
So you're doing like prison mating, like putting people together, and then you're like tats.
What you're just like getting the ink out of a blue
ballpoint
biro.
Pen, yeah.
Kind of, okay. But in a relationship sense.
Yeah.
We got there. All right, so 15 points, going to crack through. This should be pretty smooth, thanks to Daily Mail.
Yeah.
When I read that headline, I was like, or are they just being nice to the people around them? Because that's most of these articles, like, is your partner micro-cheating? Do they smile at people?
Yeah.
Are they cheating? If they're smiling at people, they're cheating on you.
No, they're not.
But this is possibly the most ridiculous list I've ever read. So let's go on together. Number one, communicating with an ex on social media. Right? Okay. That, I don't know if that's micro-cheating or that's just bad
news. I think that that's a case-by-case situation.
But also bad news. I think most of the time that's not a good
thing. No, you can't be that generalised. There's so many different relationships.
All right. Number two. Here we go. We're going from 0 to 100. Number two is having sex with someone else.
Well, yeah. Is that a micro, though?
I don't know how micro that is.
Oh, well, I guess it depends.
I mean,
you know, did they get... Was it?
Well, if there's any micro involved with that part of it, then, you know, you've got a bigger problems, don't you? Or smaller problems, as may be the case.
We got there.
Number three, keeping your options open. In the modern dating world, many people who are seeing someone will happily be in daily contact and communicate with someone who believes they are exclusive whilst they keep their options open and talk to other people. So they talk to other people. That's...
Once again, not micro-cheating, that's just not being in a relationship.
Yeah, that's just not being committed, is it?
Yeah.
Setting up a plan B while still dating. This is number 4 of 15, by the way. being in a relationship. Number 5, complimenting other people on social media. Okay.
No, because I've got guy mates and I'm like, oh, that guitar's sick. Or
yeah,
what a good,
like,
you know, whatever.
Oh, great rig.
No, I'm not saying
exactly.
Great rig.
Exactly. So that's all. I think that's the difference.
Unless
there.
It's at, as a joke.
messaging people in secret. Yes, I agree with that. But that's just, again, that's just keeping secrets from your partner. That's not about micro cheating. Mm. Number seven, having regular after work drinks with a single person that's not your partner.
No, that's stupid.
Number eight, having secret fantasies. Don't have fantasies, mate.
Hey, you're cheating. If you don't tell anyone about them,
you're cheating. Number nine, massages with an attractive masseuse.
Hang on.
Keep going back.
When you say massages,
well,
if you're massaging them, yes. If they're massaging you, no.
No?
I mean, unless you're specifically booking, like on a website, you're like, I want that
Don't
one
do that
to
with
massage
your hand
me.
As you're explaining the situation, because that's the, I think that's what's causing the problem, is that kind of massage. Number 10, visiting strip clubs.
I've got nothing to say.
Anything you want to add to that one, mate? No. Number 11, talking to other people about relationship problems. That's just
having a
big mouth, isn't it, really?
Well, no, it's not, because otherwise you'll explode if you don't talk about that
stuff. Yeah, but there's a difference between having someone that's close to you that you can confide in and just, you know, running your mouth about what's going on.
Yeah, of course.
12, looking at your partner's phone. That's not micro-cheating. That's like... coercive control, that's what that is. And number 13, lying about your relationship status. That's, again, just not being in a relationship.
Yeah.
14, keeping an active dating profile.
Okay.
You're still on the apps. And listing someone by a fake name in your phone.
Okay, this is what's happened, right? They've sat down, they're like, we've got two examples of micro-cheating. They're like, well, we need 50.
We need to fill out this article.
So come up with another 13 more and let's call it a day at the Daily Mail.
Certainly filled out a few minutes of radio for us.
Tom and Loggie's podcast, K-Rock 955.
Would you eat it? I want to know. Would you eat it? Tell me. Yo. Damn it.
No, I liked it.
It's not
it's
my
good.
Best work.
No, it's early, it's and we appreciate your commitment.
Mm. All right. I mean, maybe that's a thing. Maybe we could do a segment where it's like, would you eat this? Because I want to know, right, a group of furious Aussie shoppers have hit out at Aldi supermarkets in Britain for selling a certain type of meat, while others insist it's just the same as eating any other meat.
Mm.
Okay? Before you start, like, freaking out, it's not dog or cat.
Yeah.
A picture was posted in a Facebook group, Aldi Mums, which I'm part of. So I'm reading this as an article.
Mm-hmm.
However, I'm already aware of this picture.
Yeah.
And I weighed in too.
Did you?
Yeah.
I wonder what the mums have to say.
Well, it's all about supporting each other as, you know, as mothers. So, you know, I put the woman put that up and then I was like, why would you feed your children that? Do you hate your kids?
Yeah.
Just give it a bit of that gear.
Yeah, fires them up.
While some Aldi fans didn't share the enthusiasm for this bizarre meat product, others said it was no different to consuming other animals. Do you want to know what the meat is?
Yeah.
It's ostrich.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't eat it.
You wouldn't eat ostrich?
Mm-mm. I mean, I don't even eat duck because it freaks me out. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, I don't eat pork. Like, I don't know. I don't eat veal. Like, I'm a bit funny with the meats. I'm a bit of the weird one.
You have eaten veal though.
Yeah, one time.
Go on.
No, everyone knows this story.
Go on.
No.
There's people listening that don't know it.
No, it was my first date with Jimmy.
Second
date at his house. He said, come around, I'll cook you dinner, and he made me some spaghetti bolognese, half veal, half, I don't know, beef or pork or whatever, and I just said to myself, all right, Lauren, you like this guy, you get to eat
this. Just eat the veal.
Just eat it.
And your fork was like shaking as you're putting it in your mouth.
I felt
like
so
rattling
upset
on your teeth.
I was so happy because it was like such a great time, but it's so sad.
Yeah.
Because, well, what was I supposed to say? Oh, you spent all day making this delicious meal and, like, made a big deal of it. No, I'm not going to have it. I know. I felt so bad.
I'm not suggesting you did the wrong
thing. No, I did. I didn't.
So some people are freaking out. They're like, cool. I don't think so. Poor ostriches. Ugh, I agree. Why would this even be remotely cool to see on the shelves? Because the woman that posted it was like, hey, how cool would it be if we had these in Australia? But it's like, well, we eat pretty much everything else. Like, we eat kangaroo.
Yeah.
We eat emu. We eat crocodile, all of that.
When you say we as a collective,
as Australians,
you don't though. Would you?
Well, yes,
would you eat
all of those things? I don't know. Actually, I haven't tried emu, but I've tried roux and.
But you wouldn't
crocodiles.
Just go to Aldi and be like, "Oh, all right, I've got chicken breast, I've got ostrich slices."
Oh.
You know what? Let's go the ostrich.
For shits and gigs.
Yeah. But not for like Tuesday taco night or Monday burra taco night.
Well, it doesn't make any sense because they're fillets. Then I'd have to cut it up.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just saying. I'm just, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I know what you mean, mate. So a lot of people are saying, oh, you know, look, we eat, it's no different from eating other meats, other animals. One person was like, it's basically a big chicken. So if you eat chicken, you should be fine eating ostrich. All right.
But how come chicken doesn't come in slices then?
Apparently it does. You get chicken in every friggin' way,
yeah,
mate.
I know.
Even the most unnatural ways.
Yeah.
apparently it's huge in South Africa. There's a lot of countries overseas where it's big, you know. So, I mean, judge not lest ye be judged.
Mm-hmm.
There's a little bit of a poll here as well.
Oh, what are the mums saying on AldiNet?
Here's what the mums reckon. 77% of people say yes, they would eat ostrich meat, and 23% say no. So you're part of that 23%.
Yeah, though. No, I don't know. It's like no judgment. It's just for me. I just know it wigs me out. It freaks me out. Like, for example, I had paella once and it had rabbit in it, and I was out for a meal with a mate and I just freaked out.
Rabbit paella? That's weird.
Yeah, I was just like...
Is it in the chorizo sausage or what?
Yeah, there was chorizo in there. And okay. I was like, okay, yeah, cool, we'll get this. And then I was like, it tastes really gay. I don't know. You know me, just add it to the list.
What did you have for dinner last night?
What did I have for dinner last night? Oh, nah, well... Well, I had Savoy's and cheese,
yeah.
And then I
judge not.